Now, verse 8. Listen to this. This is a plaintive note. It looks as if God here is on the horns of a dilemma, as if he's frustrated. Listen to him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? God doesn't want to give them up. God loves them. But because of their sin, God must judge them. He says, how shall I deliver thee, Israel? And friends, God has no other way to save you except by the death of Christ. Now, you may have two or three different ways yourself, but God doesn't have but one way. And since he says in this book, I'm the only Savior, you better listen to him, because you and I are not in the saving business. He is. He says, how shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboiim? Now, those were cities down in the plain that God judged with Sodom and Gomorrah. God says, I hate to judge you like that. But friends, it's just as desolate in Samaria today as it is along the Dead Sea. God had to judge them because he says, mine heart is turned within me and my compassions are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. In other words, they didn't get half what was coming to them. Why? Because God says, I will not return to destroy Ephraim. And God intends to redeem them and put these people back in that land someday. Now, their present return is not the fulfillment of that at all. Don't blame God for what's happening over there today. But God will do it. And why will he do it? Well, for one reason. For I'm God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I'll not enter into the city. Now, there's something else we need to learn today. We feel like that since we live in a democracy and we're being told today, I don't think it's very meaningful, that we are the people and that our government exists for us and they do what we want them to do. And our decision is the one. God says, I'd like for you to know something. I'm the sovereign God. I'm not accountable to anyone. I do not have a board of directors and nobody elected me to office. And I do what I please. And I want to say this with a great deal of force to you today, friends. If you don't like what God's doing today, it's too bad for you. Because God's going to do it. He's not accountable to you. Somebody says, oh, why does God do this? I don't know. There are a lot of things God does I don't understand. But he's God. And he's sure not accountable to Vernon McGee. He doesn't come down and hand in a report to me. Hear it through the Bible. They give me reports. But God doesn't give me a report. Why? Because he's God. He doesn't have to report to me. Listen to him now. They shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. God intends to judge, my friend, the judgment of the nations of the west. We happen to be in the west from Israel. They shall tremble like a bird out of Egypt. And like a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord. Ephraim encompasseth me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit, but Judah yet ruleth with God and is faithful with the saints. They still had a few good kings in the southern kingdom, but none in the northern kingdom. They made a profession, and they were using lies and deceit. Friends, you can fool everybody today. Abraham Lincoln made the statement, everybody believes it because good old Abe said it, that you can fool some of the people all the time, all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. He didn't live in the day of TV and brainwashing. You can fool all the people today all the time, by the way. We've never lived in such a day of brainwashing. But you want to know something? Nobody's fooling God today. He knows. And he'll judge someday according to truth.